the summer season, more vacations, kids being out of school, and heavier alcohol consumption all are on the list. Police in Idaho are asking for tips from folks who may have spotted a stolen red Jeep in recent weeks. They believe it was driven by a registered sex offender who has been accused of kidnapping a young girl. The young girl's brother is still missing, and authorities fear the worst. And with her announcement Friday that she is retiring from the U.S. Supreme Court, the debate has already begun and is beginning to heat up, too, as to just who President Bush will nominate to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Correspondent Tom Foti has more on that from Washington.
No names, but the president is not lacking for advice from senators on how to go about replacing Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein.
I think the president would do well to reach into the mainstream.
Like Attorney General Gonzalez, maybe? He's getting some early opposition from some conservative supporters of the president.
I'm not going to prejudge Attorney General Gonzalez. I don't think the social conservatives ought to prejudge Attorney General Gonzalez.
Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter is a key player in all this as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was on ABC's This Week, Senator Feinstein on Fox News Sunday.
WOR time now is 2:03. Traffic, sports, weather coming up next.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than filling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than throwing the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
I was biting into a spare rib when Uncle Ernie dropped his chopstick. I've seen that look before. It was heartburn. Before you could say duck sauce, I handed him Pepcid Complete. Only Pepcid Complete works on heartburn in two ways. It starts to neutralize acid on contact and keeps heartburn from coming back all day or all night. In no time, Uncle Ernie was back in Moo Shoe Heaven. Pepcid Complete. Just one and heartburn's done. Use as directed. You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant, with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Superfin. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance, and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
WOR time now, 2:05. Traffic, what about White Star Expressway, the cross-town with a disabled vehicle. Crossbound, westbound, slow traffic from 3rd Avenue at the GW Bridge. GW inbound, upper deck 15, lower 10, outbound's okay. Holland Tunnel out of town, 10 minutes inbound, you're doing just fine. In sports, Roger Federer is now the unbeaten champ of 5 Grand Slam finals. His fifth win came today when he won his third straight Wimbledon championship. Federer, the top seed, beat number 2 Andy Roddick. Federer is the third man since 1936 to win 3 straight Wimbledon championships. He joins Pete Sampras and Bjorn Borg in that category. Baseball, Yankees and Tigers scoreless in the fourth. Mets trailing the Marlins by a score of 2-0 there in the third. The WOR forecast for this Sunday. Sunshine for the remainder of the day with a high around 80 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low near 60. Tomorrow, Independence Day is going to be sunny and gorgeous with a high of 80. Tomorrow night, great fireworks watching weather with clear skies and low 65 degrees. Tuesday's outlook sunny in the morning. Some clouds turn by afternoon, and so does the humidity. Unfortunately, Tuesday's high will be 85 degrees. Currently, it is partly sunny and 78 at WOR. Stay tuned now. The Wilner Windows coming your way next. I'm Karen McHugh reporting for the WOR News Center.
Now it's time for the Wilner Windows, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic engines may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Artie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Fodell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window on this beautiful, gorgeous, as Noah would say, 4th of July weekend, and I hope you're enjoying it, and we're glad we could share it with you. If you're a first-time listener, we're glad you're joining us this weekend. The focus of the show is nutritional supplements. That's vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedy, and their proper usage. And, of course, as the announcer said, you can join our discussion with questions. If you have questions about nutritional supplements and how they can help you, give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. With me this afternoon is Don Goldberg, who's been away on vacation. Welcome back, Don.
Thank you, Sam. It's good to be back, especially when it's as beautiful out as it is today. It
certainly is. Also with us is our medical expert and co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, hello, Sam. Hello, Don.
I'd like to start things off today with a little discussion about diabetes. You know, every day customers come to our stores inquiring about what to take for diabetes. This is specifically type 2 diabetes, and the answer isn't such a simple one. Certainly, if someone is diagnosed with diabetes, they need to develop strategies with their doctor regarding weight loss, diet, exercise, and often includes medication. In terms of supplements, well, that also depends on complications of diabetes. Now, there are some more serious ones that require medical attention, and this includes things like heart attack, stroke, and kidney disease. But there are often less serious but certainly very troublesome problems like circulatory problems, including poor wound healing, nerve damage to the legs and hands, visual problems that includes diabetic retinopathy, just to name a few. Also, high blood pressure and cholesterol problems. You know, to find out what you can take, you know, we have an excellent website that we often talk about it here, the Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com, and you'll find a reference library that you can look up supplements for diabetes. We also have a link called Health Notes, which I actually looked up and found very informative. It was very helpful. Some of the things you'll find on the website and different sources would be supplements that affect glucometabolism. And certainly you'll find things like chromium. Chromium has long been known to be beneficial for glucose metabolism because of its effect on insulin and insulin receptors. But also things we talk about often here on the Wilner Window, and you'll find in the health notes and our reference libraries, references to alpha-lipoic acid, which is very helpful, and it acts similar to insulin in lowering blood sugar. Also, herbs like Gymnema fulvestre, bitter melon, and a new one that you're beginning to see a lot is cinnamon extracts are shown to have promise with blood sugar problems. But, of course, there are circulatory problems and vision problems that occur. And there are herbs that are beneficial for this, too. Later we'll be talking a little bit about a product called Ginkgo Old Eyes. But Ginkgo biloba certainly is beneficial in its effect on peripheral circulation as well as retinopathies of the eye. Bilberry extract also is very, very important and can be very helpful. Bilberry also seems to have some blood-lowering effects as well, so it also affects glucose metabolism. But then there's the nerve damage. So You've got a number of herbs that are and supplements that are good. I consulted Dr. Michael Murray, some of his books, and he talks a lot about things like B12, methylcobalamin specifically. But often here on the window, we talk about alpha lipoic acid in high doses, seems to be helpful. Acetyl-L-carnitine may prove helpful. And something Doctor's Best, one of the companies we carry at Wilma, is called benzothiamine. It's a more active form of B1 thiamine, and it seems to enhance the amount of thiamine in the body, and it prevents a lot of the damage caused by advanced glycation enzymes. Dr. Podell?
Yeah, let me say something about the thiamine. Benzothiamine, as opposed to thiamine, it's just sort of new to me, but it may turn out to be very important. Benzothiamine, which is really a form of thiamine, vitamin B1, is fat-soluble, whereas regular B vitamin B1 is water-soluble. Now, what's the difference? Well, the blood is water, so fine. You want to get it in the blood and carry it around. But if you want to get it into tissues, like nerve tissues or many other tissues, that's more fat than water, and you'd like it to be fat-soluble. I'm looking on the National Library of Medicine website, and there seem to be three rather small, rather short, but decently designed double-blind studies, all of which showing benefit in the pain symptoms and other symptoms of diabetic nerve damage within just 3 weeks of treatment. And these are controlled studies compared to placebo. So, how do you remember the name? I don't know. Benzothiamine, also called alithiamine, which if you like, which sounds like a dinosaur, that turns out maybe is something we should be adding. Rather high doses were used in these studies. It says 320 milligrams a day was the most effective dose, whereas the RDA of regular thiamine is, 2 milligrams, something like that? Doesn't seem to be any toxicity that anyone's reported at this point. So it's something to keep an eye out for. Benfo, as in what? That you remember. B-E-N, how do you call
it? What kind of an association can we make here?
Benfothiamine.
Anyway, you know, also on our website, there's an article by Dr. Michael Murray talking about his WellBedX line of products. And one that we particularly like at Wilner's is the PGX protein and PGX fiber products, which are terrific for, number one, lowering cholesterol, helping with appetite and weight loss. So you may want to look up that one. I particularly like the Maitake products. There's something called Maitake SX. Let's see, that's from Maitake products. And the Maitake mushroom has an interesting property in that it not only helps with things like blood sugar, but it also helps with lowering blood pressure and normalizing lipid levels in the blood. So Maitake SX fraction is something else to consider. There's also very good formulas from all the major companies we carry. Giaro has the glucose optimizer, which contains a good combination of some of the things I mentioned. Country Life, of course, has glucose factors. Solgar makes glucose modulators. I particularly like the Source Natural Glucose Science product. It really has about as complete a formulation as I've seen for diabetes. Contains things like bitter melon, alpha lipoic acid, gymnema sylvestre. It has some maitake. It has some ginseng, which ginseng, by the way, also seem to have an effect on blood sugar. It's got the bilberry, grape seed. It's really pretty complete. So if you're looking for something that's kind of covers the bases, you may want to look into that. But, of course, all these other products, we've seen some pretty good results, too. Don?
Well, I think you've done an excellent job of giving a good overview. I think the only point to make, what's nice about these combination products that you just mentioned is that you don't want to make the mistake of thinking that any one of these nutrients or one herb is going to be a magic bullet type thing to cure your diabetes. To really get the best results, you have to utilize a combination of all of the things we just mentioned, you know, the fiber supplements, the herbs, the alpha lipoic acid. When you combine all of these things together with exercise and so forth, you can do a very good job of controlling type 2 diabetes.
And Don, you know, we can't forget to remind our listeners that if they are on medications, obviously they need to consult their doctor, and that these natural supplements can lower blood sugar, so we want to avoid a hypoglycemic episode. So they may need to make changes in their prescriptions.
Of course, on the other hand, Sam, people with hypoglycemia can sometimes benefit from the exact same supplements.
Certainly.
They aren't as exclusive of each other. You just have to kind of realize that you're approaching it from a different angle.
Another thing to remember is that if you are diabetic and you are taking these supplements, you can't skip meals either. That's another very important factor. Diabetics and must follow a really good, healthy diet and never skip meals. That's another way of avoiding hypoglycemia. Okay. We'll begin taking your phone calls. The number here, the studio, is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Pardell.
And we'll be right back after a word from one of our sponsors.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients and a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab. Answers for life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And here's some exciting news. Right now at Wilner Chemists, all TwinLab products are on sale at 30% off list price. That includes Alveda teas, Nature's herbs, and of course, TwinLab vitamins.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
Quicksort, unique from Nature's Answer, is a proprietary blend of herbs known to enhance the delivery of nutrients to the body. These herbs are well recognized for their benefits by traditional herbalists. They include ginger, capsicum, and the highly nutritious Ayurvedic amla fruit. Find the Quicksorb logo exclusively on Nature's Answer's fine quality liquid vitamin and nutraceutical supplements.
Look for the Platinum Label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
Here's a question. What is strontium? Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in human skeleton. Strontium, in fact, has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s, and recent studies show that strontium promotes bone formation and decreases bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best Strontium Bone Maker supplement contains strontium citrate, a form of strontium that is a safe and effective dietary supplement. To maximize bone health and combat osteoporosis, Doctor's Best Strontium Bone Maker should be part of your supplement program. And there's no better time than now to stock up on strontium as the Doctor's Best Strontium Bone Maker 340 milligram 60 capsule size is now on sale at half price at Wilner Chemists. That's right. 60 capsule size, half price at Wilner Chemists. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, who's standing in for Arnie Gatoma, who's off this weekend, and we hope he's enjoying himself. With me here is Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we've got a few lines open, so if you're one of our regular listeners and you're always struggling to get through, well, guess what? Right now is a great time. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Bill from Manhattan. How can we help you today, Bill?
I have a problem. I'm 89 years old, and I lost my sense of taste about 4 months ago.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I can taste is pepper and mustard.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be a number of things, I guess. Dr. Bell, what do you think?
Well, do you have sinus infections? Yellow mucus, green mucus, that sort of thing?
No.
I mean, that's obviously that's the most common form. I think that if someone came into me with that, the first thing I would want to do would be an MRI, because the sense of smell is in the nose, obviously, and feeds back into the part of the brain behind that in the area of the pituitary gland. I'd want to ask questions and measure things like your thyroid, like your testosterone and things that all relate to the pituitary, and I'd want to be sure that there wasn't any problem there. For instance, one can have a benign growth on the pituitary, it's not a cancer, can if you lose the sense of smell. On the other hand, sometimes people just lose the sense of smell and we can't figure out why. But I would start with the doctor, I would get an MRI, I would check the thyroid and other pituitary-related hormones.
Well, Dr. Padel, what about dietary deficiencies like zinc?
Well, zinc deficiency is thought to be a cause of that, and I suppose it would be proper to check either red blood cell or white blood cell zinc level.
There's also an interesting product by Metagenics. I think it's a zinc test formula where you take a tablespoon or a teaspoon of this zinc product. I think it's called Zinc Tally or something like that. And if you get a very, very strong taste of zinc or a rough taste in your mouth, apparently, I guess that shows whether you have enough level of zinc. But obviously, a blood test probably would be a little bit more accurate. So would zinc supplements help?
Well, I think it would be, I would first test it.
Okay.
And yes, you can take, say, 25 to 50 milligrams mm-hmm. of zinc on your own without medical mm-hmm. advice. People should probably not go higher than that. When you
right.
get up to the 80-100 milligrams range, there are some adverse effects reported in addition to stomach effects. But I think that whether or not you take zinc, you have to see the doctor and have the MRI and generally be checked out.
Thank you, Dr. Padel, and thank you, Bill. Hope we've been of help to you. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. Al, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Al?
Yeah, hi. I think I have pressure for like a little chemical imbalance. And associated with that, I have like a little dementia. And I don't focus too sharp. I don't know if there's anything natural I could take.
Another one for Dr. Podell. What do you think?
Well, Zyprexa is used most commonly for schizophrenia, psychosis. It's also used in bipolar disorder, sometimes used in anxiety disorder. And for anxiety disorder, there are things. I think we couldn't even begin to advise as what to do without knowing what the disorder is. And while there are alternative treatments, for instance, for schizophrenia that may or may not be helpful, it's very controversial, one wouldn't want you to be without your medicines if that's what is going on. Now, drugs like Zyprexa, a lot of people don't tolerate, and they make them heavy, and they get diabetes and so on. On the other hand, there are newer drugs of the same class that have less side effects, so for instance, the Abilify. Now, I know this is about nutrition and health, and we're talking medicine, but I think this is one where you have to talk to the doctor and not go an alternative route unless and until you're sure that the medicine part is also covered.
Dr. Podell, do most, a psychologist, psychiatrist, a neurologist, people who would be treating somebody like this, would they automatically be aware of the need to perhaps check for, say, a folic acid deficiency under these conditions?
No, and that's one of the other problems, of course, is are there other factors contributing to anxiety or thought disorders? And low thiamine, we talked about thiamine before, can contribute, certainly low B6, low folate, B12, and so on. And that's the kind of thing a nutritionally oriented doctor would check out. But the nutritionally oriented doctor, if they have any sense, isn't going to take you off of the psychiatric medicine, at least not without talking to the psychiatrist. So what we're trying to do is combine these.
Yeah, but but would it be appropriate then when somebody like Al calls up with a question like this, would it be appropriate to say, among other things, you might ask your doctor if he thinks he should be checked or did he check for a B vitamin and folic acid deficiencies?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
There's also some studies showing that things like citral omega-3s may be beneficial for schizophrenia and other forms of psychosis.
Niacin, vitamin C, all those things are in the literature, yeah.
So you may want to give those a try, Al. Okay, let's see, we have another caller. Chris, you're live on the Willow Window. How can we help you today, Chris?
Yes, hello, sir. Well, my dad is a diabetic. He takes insulin twice a day. His appetite is healthy. He's doing a good job in keeping the levels, but the thing is, he's almost like skin and bones, and he's got a great appetite. I think my mom ate when he ate, we'd be gaining a lot of weight. My suggestion to him was, but we haven't acted upon, I want to ask you first, is going to the health food store and getting one of those weight gain products at the body build, like maybe a shake about a day may help him with his muscle mass weight.
So weight loss due to diabetes?
Yes.
Or there could be another factor there.
Well, it might be the fact that, he has a healthy appetite. He doesn't skip meals. He's more healthy. Mm-hmm. Appetite is more healthy now than it ever was. It's just it concerns me that he's not gaining any weight. He should be an extra 20 pounds heavier. And I'm afraid if he loses another 20 pounds, if he loses another 20 pounds, it's not going to be good for him. So I'm looking to maybe either him to maintain his weight, maybe pack on an extra 10, 15 pounds. I was going to pick up for him one of those weight gain products.
Okay. Well, Chris, you know what? We're going to answer your question in just a moment. We have to take another quick break, including a quick check of the traffic. This is Sam Forbes with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be right back.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arne tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wellner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing.
This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to The Wellner Window. Now let's get a quick check of the traffic.
Thanks, Sam. Good afternoon, everyone. On the northbound New York State Thruway, it's slow from exit 8 to the Westchester County-bound Tappan Zee Bridge, and again from exits 14 to 16. No problems on the Tappan Zee Bridge in either direction. The Manhattan-bound George Washington Bridge upper deck, 15 minutes, 10 minutes downstairs. No problems outbound. Both ways of the Lincoln Tunnel, less than 5 minutes. The inbound Holland is doing fine, leaving the city 15 minutes. The New Jersey-bound Outer Bridge crossing is heavy, and then it's also slow getting onto Route 440, but doing fine into Staten Island. Westbound Staten Island Expressway is slow from the Verrazano Bridge to Route 440. And on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike, left lane accident cleared at Interchange 8. This report brought to you by Pennsylvania, the state of independence. Hit the road this summer and take one of their great road trips. Visit PA.com for more information. I'm Diane De Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
You know, I mentioned it a little while ago about our website, www.wilner.com, and it's a great place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements. It's got reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, and it's also got a link to health notes, which I talked about a little bit. It's a way to search through all of this information easily. Would you like to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows? Well, you can. Would you like to hear some of our past interviews over again? Well, you can log on. If you want to find products or product information to search products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name, well, you can. Do you want to see the full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase those products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you had to do this by visiting our two stores, two Wilner Chemist stores. But now you can do it by logging on to the new and improved Wilner Chemist website, Again, it's www.wilnerwith2ls.com. It's all there, easy and informative, safe and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicon intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. BioSil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of BioSil on bone loss in aged, overectomized rats. The results show that BioSil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. BioSil, from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Wilner Window, and my name is Sam Forbes. And before we get to your phone calls, I just want to tell you about the sale that's in effect at Wilner Chemists. We've got the entire lines of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, along with Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs and Alveda Teas, all on sale at 30% off list price. We also have a 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog. It's available, and it's filled with health information and product data. If you don't have a copy, you can just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. You can make a recording of your name and address. The number again is 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
And, of course, you can do it the old-fashioned way. You can stop by one of our two stores. We have two stores in Manhattan. We have one in Midtown, 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. We have a store downtown. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, near City Hall. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Thank you, Don. And let's get right back to Chris. He was asking about weight loss. His father.
The problem with weight loss, and he was trying to find a way to help his father gain weight, I believe, which was an interesting question because it brings up, you see, the complicating factor, of course, is that his father has a type 1 diabetes. So my first concern was that he has to be careful what type of a quote-unquote weight gain supplement or powder that he that he looks for. Of course, first I might say you want to also be sure that he really needs to gain weight. You know, in a way, it's probably a little bit healthier to be on the underweight side than it is on the overweight side, perhaps especially for someone with diabetes. I'll let Dr. Goodell confirm that in a moment, but that's my feeling. If however, you do want to do something to try to get a few more calories into him, going with a meal replacement or a protein powder may not be a bad idea, but like I say, you have to be careful with what you get. You don't want, for example, to get a powdered protein supplement, a weight gain product that has a lot of carbohydrates or simple carbohydrates in it. A true weight gain product might, because the whole idea is to try and get extra calories over and above what you would normally be eating. So they might put a lot of carbohydrates in there. Now, I think, on the other hand, you were talking about something that the bodybuilders use, which would perhaps be more of just a straight high-protein powder, which might be okay. But a straight protein powder on its own is not often that palatable. Two things you need to realize. Number one, you can gain weight with a weight loss protein powder. A weight loss protein powder and a weight gain protein powder can be the exact same thing, the only difference being how you use it. To lose weight, you would replace a meal with the protein a powder drink, whereas if you want to gain weight, you would take it between meals or in addition to meals. So you could go with any kind of a high-protein, low, simple carbohydrate-containing product. The advantage of some of the weight loss protein products is that they are designed as meal replacements, so they do contain a lot of vitamins and minerals as well, which may or may not be an advantage in your father's case. I would suggest, to kind of end this, that you look at two possible types of products. When we started the program earlier, Sam mentioned a product line made by Natural Factors featuring the PGX fiber supplement. Twin Labs also has a line of products designed specifically for diabetics. So Natural Factors and Twin Labs have protein meal supplements that contain the type of fiber that is good for a diabetic and could be used as a means to help him gain weight, and you wouldn't have to worry about whether you're giving him the wrong kinds of carbohydrates. So to do it the easiest way, that's what I would suggest. Natural Factors or Twin Labs, a specialty diabetic protein supplements.
Thanks, Don. What about the medical perspective?
Well, the medical perspective, he's lost weight, and he's not gaining despite apparently eating a lot. And you have to find out why. Diabetes that's not in control can certainly do that. Overactive thyroid can do that. Some sort of gastrointestinal absorption problem can do that. Hopefully not, but tumors can do that. So that there's a medical issue to be resolved. Now, you can take the dietary supplements. That's not going to do any harm, except if you use it as a reason not to see the doctor.
Okay, Chris, I hope that's helpful, helping you, and good luck with your dad.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Chloe, this is the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
I take a baby aspirin and Plavix, to thin my blood. I also take the fish oil, and I understand that thins your blood also.
So you've got Plavix, fish oil, and baby aspirin.
Yeah, Plavix. Is that too many blood thinners?
Let me ask you this. Is Plavix plus aspirin too many blood thinners? Go ahead.
Well, my doctor doesn't seem to think so.
Yeah. And probably fish oil adding, particularly if you're not in real high doses, how much are you taking?
Oh, I don't even know.
How many a day?
Only one.
Yeah, that's not going to have a significant effect.
So that's
here's the problem. You want to thin the blood. Now, as you add things to thin the blood, there's going to be at the tail end of the bell curve some few people who are too much. And unfortunately, we don't have real good tests to tell what that is in the lab. But, for instance, if your gums start bleeding or if you're bruising easily and so on, then you begin to say, well, maybe that's too much.
Okay.
But the goal really is to thin the blood.
Okay.
We know that fish oil in fairly modest doses seems to reduce the risk of sudden death as well as the risk of heart attacks in some good studies. And what we don't know is how to add up Plavix and aspirin and fish oil. But the amount of blood thinning and the mechanism of blood thinning for a low-dose fish oil such as you're taking is not too great. The overwhelming majority of people is going to be safe. No doubt out there, there's somebody where it isn't, but you can say the same thing about the aspirin and Plavix. That is, there are some people where you're going to have a bleeding ulcer or whatever, and that's the balance you have to make.
Okay. All right, so I can take the fish oil.
Yes.
Okay.
By and large. Yes.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chloe. Okay, let's talk to Steve. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Steve?
Yes, good day. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Yes, all right. Yes, I'm confused about certain similar-sounding supplements and how they're different. One is, phosphatidylcholine,
mm-hmm.
acetylcholine, and just plain choline. And then there's acetylcysteine and L-theanine. and phosphatidylcholine the better way to get choline absorbed in your body?
It's an interesting question. Is there a particular reason why you're looking at some of these?
Well, in terms of the choline, I do want to get choline. I'm told it's good for my condition with inositol, but I'm told that choline, taking just plain choline, doesn't really absorb well in your system. And there are, and supposedly there are some other good reasons to take phosphatidylcholine and acetylcholine.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, I'll start, Dom, you could chime in, but acetylcholine is something that's really not available. All the supplements here, some of the supplements you mentioned affect acetylcholine, and you actually haven't mentioned a couple that also affect acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is manufactured by nerves in the body. Its main action, I guess, is in cognitive function, although it has other effects in the nerves in the body. Choline and inositol are, I guess they're called conditional nutrients. They're often included as B vitamins, although they are not exactly like B vitamins. But the phosphatide form of choline and inositol are sort of a more naturally occurring form of these supplements, and often are in products like lecithin. There are higher a higher strength, extra strength forms of lecithin, which have enhanced amounts of phosphatidylcholine and inositol, which may be beneficial to you. As to whether or not it's better absorbed in that form or not, maybe Don could comment. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, no,
the other thing he mentioned, Don, is Steve, you mentioned about acetylcysteine, which I don't think is such a thing.
No, I mentioned acetylcysteine.
Oh, acetylcysteine.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
That's an antioxidant, and that's related to glutathione.
Yeah.
So that's sort of a different...
You don't want to take amino acid cysteine because it doesn't store well, becomes oxidized easily. The N-acetyl-cysteine is a much more stable form, and that's why it's generally what people take. And they're usually taking it as a precursor to glutathione, which is part of, you need the cysteine to make glutathione, which is an important antioxidant. So
it's not related to choline.
Not at all.
Yeah. The N-acetylcysteine is like one step closer to the final purpose that you're taking it for, so you know there are certain advantages. Getting back to the choline question, I could start either from the choline end or the lecithin end. Choline is the strong. Choline is choline. You take. You can take lecithin, you can take phosphatidylcholine and various other products as ways of getting choline. Why don't you just take straight choline? Not so much because of the absorption, but because it's not an easy material to make into a tablet, and it gives you, it'll make you smell like a fish, okay? It's just not a particularly useful material from the practical standpoint. People, you know, when you take straight choline, it causes certain problems. So therefore, from a practical standpoint, you take it in the form of either phosphatidylcholine or lecithin. A lecithin, the liquid lecithin, contains choline as a in its natural form as various phosphatides, but only a small amount. The granular lecithin, of course, has had the oil removed, so now you have a little bit more natural choline as it, in its phosphatidylcholine form. There's three kinds of phosphatides in lecithin, only one of which is phosphatidylcholine. So you can get up to about 20% phosphatidylcholine. Then you can go to a straight isolated phosphatidylcholine, which is, from a practical standpoint, is about the strongest form of choline in a supplement that really is a good way to take it, okay? So bottom line is, if you're looking for a source of choline and you want the strongest usable source, practical source, the best way to get it is a phosphatidylcholine supplement.
And if we're playing Stump the Panel, I would venture to guess that the connection between phosphatidylcholine and NAC might be liver detoxification. Now, phosphatidylcholine, I didn't mention before, is also helpful for liver problems, so cirrhosis or fatty liver problems. So phosphatidylcholine or extra-strength lecithin with NAC may be beneficial. But if you are, Steve, if I'm correct, you may also want to include something like milk thistle. Okay, Steve, thanks for the question and the test. All right, it's time for a short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window. The number here at the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment. But first, we shouldn't have to tell you about Ester C. You already know that if you want the type of vitamin C that's easy to absorb, easy to utilize, and easy on the stomach, Ester C is the way to go. And what company is known as your best source of Ester C? Well, Natrol, of course. Natrol offers Ester C in just about any form or potency you can ask for. Comes in tablets or capsules, alone or with bioflavonoids, comes chewable, soft gels, liquid, with antioxidant, pycnogenol, echinacea, all kinds. Effervescent also. Natrol has it all. Ester C for when you want vitamin C that is most effective and naturally buffered. Ester C from Natrol. And here's some more good news. Right now, all Natrol Ester C products are on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemist, of course. Yep, you heard me right. Wilner Chemist is featuring all Natrol Ester C products at 35% off list price.
American Health has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free, at 20% off this price.
Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes, cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function. And one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgold Eyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgold Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of the xanthine from marigold extract. Everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgold Eyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgold Eyes is the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgold Eyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, and right now all Nature's Way products are on sale at 30% off this price. That's right, you can buy Nature's Way herbal or vitamin supplements and Ginkgold Eyes at Wilner Chemist at 30% off.
Come to my
welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplements professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multiple collection of multivitamin supplements.
Sam, before we take the next call, I have a couple of comments to make. I had an interesting thought this morning, and one of our friends called us. They were having problems with their hearing.
Mm-hmm.
They had tinnitus. They went to the doctor. Surprisingly, the doctor recommended several things, including a ginkgo biloba. And so she called and spoke to my wife, asked about Ginkgo biloba, and we told her, yeah, it's good for tinnitus. It's certainly something worth trying. And, of course, ginkgo is good for so many other things that there's really little downside to taking ginkgo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting thinking about it, and all of a sudden, and this ties in, you know, you just read a commercial for the Nature's Way product, Ginkgold Eyes, which, of course, has a ginkgo biloba along with some things specifically for the eyes, like lutein and so forth. Well, I started taking Ginkgold Eyes, as I mentioned a few weeks back, maybe about a year ago. You know, I've always had problems with my eyes. I was very myopic when I was young. Ended up having a cataract surgery some years back. Always had a propensity for retinal problems because of the myopia. Now I'm diagnosed and just starting to have some glaucoma. So I decided it was time to do a little bit extra. And based on what all the stuff I was already taking, the Ginkgold Eyes seemed like the perfect additional supplement for me to take. So I started taking that. Well, I also had been having trouble with a little bit of tinnitus. I just sort of lived with it. It didn't really bother me all that much. And so this morning I'm thinking about this call from my neighbor, and all of a sudden I realized I don't have the tinnitus anymore.
Really?
I hadn't even realized. You know, it's one of these things that that if you don't think about it, it's kind of, I guess it just seems to have gradually gone away, I guess, and I'm assuming that taking the Ginkgold Eyes product for this long period of time has had the additional benefit of alleviating my tinnitus problem. It just suddenly hit me. I hadn't even thought about the tinnitus for so long now.
That's really terrific.
And I was just sitting there, wow. I mean, is this, Anyway, so the moral of the story is that sometimes you have to be patient with, when you're using supplements, you can't always expect that you're going to take it and expect to see the results immediately. Certain kinds of problems will take, will only improve gradually and do so over time. And, of course, the other thing is, like I said, certain supplements, we talked about diabetes at the beginning, and many of the things that you mentioned, Sam, are things that are good for you even if you didn't have diabetes. I mean, alpha-lipoic acid, fiber, these are things that are good for many, many types of health problems. The ginkgo biloba, whether you're taking it as the Ginkgold Eyes for your for vision problems, whether you're taking it to prevent Alzheimer's, whether you're taking it for glaucoma, for depression, for any other, for impotence, for vertigo, it's a powerful antioxidant full of all those various kinds of flavonoids that we talk about. It enhances circulation. You really can't go wrong with something like Ginkgo biloba.
There you go.
Okay?
And that was 1 year you were taking that?
I'm trying to think back. I would guess it's been about a year, because I'm trying to think when I first started taking the glaucoma medication. It's been about a year.
All right. Excellent, Don. That's really good news.
I'm telling you, all of a sudden it just hit me. Gee, where is my tinnitus?
Well, the thing is, ginkgo, if you look up, I've certainly read plenty of books regarding herbs and read that ginkgo has been studied and used for tinnitus, so it's really not something that's not known, but like you say, you got to give these things time. Okay, let's see if we can fit a couple of calls before the hour. Paul, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Paul?
Yes, hi. I just recently purchased some magnesium citrate and coenzyme Q10 to give to my mother, and she's about 75. She has diabetes and is going into the hospital for surgery on a carotid artery.
Mm-hmm.
And just reading the label, it's contraindicated with use of aluminum-containing drugs. And I'm just wondering, whether to give her these things now. I mean,
this is the magnesium says this or the Q10?
The magnesium says that.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually contraindicated. magnesium and aluminum will kind of bind to each other. So if you take Maalox with magnesium, nothing gets in. Now, you don't particularly want the aluminum to get in the body, but the magnesium won't get in very well. So the way around that is simply take it at a different time. I mean, the main aluminum-containing drugs that I know of are the Maalox kind of stuff.
Okay.
Acids.
Okay.
Otherwise, nobody gives you aluminum.
Yeah, you see, the contraindication is not really that. They're actually trying to help you avoid having a problem with the magnesium, not the other way around.
Okay, Paul. Thanks for the call. Let's see if we can get one more in. Yes, Ann, you're live on the Wilma Window. How can we help you today?
Hi. I'm on the subject of C. difficile, if someone could shed a little bit of light on that. My brother is presently in the hospital suffering from this, I guess it's a disease. About 6 months ago, he had surgery, gallbladder surgery, you know, and they kept him in the hospital for about a month because it irritated the pancreas, and it was a whole thing with that. But constantly for that month, he was on antibiotics. So we understand that he's got antibiotic-induced colitis, which is complicated with C. difficile. He's been on a number of antibiotics for the C. difficile, and nothing seems to resolve it. So I just wondered if you had anything to take away from you fellas about C. difficile.
Well, I have to know what it is.
C. difficile is a germ that lives in the gut in small amounts, and it can take over if you kill everything else.
Mm-hmm.
There are some studies suggesting that a product called Saccharomyces, which is not a yeast, but it's sort of like a bacteria.
Saccharomyces should be a yeast.
Okay. Well, whatever it is. Yeah, myces, that sounds like yeast, yeah. In any case, it is something that's available in health food stores, and there are a number of studies showing it prevents relapse of Clostridia. We don't know if it would actually cut off the disease.
Okay. In other words, the only thing that's good for that would be antibiotics, per se?
Specific antibiotics like flagellin and vancomycin, but I would probably add Saccharomyces and Lactobacillus and Bifidobacteria as well.
All right, we're going to have to cut it off there. Thanks, Ann. Okay, well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. This is a two-hour show. You're listening to The Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And this portion of The Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, with more Ester C products than any other company, now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 35% off list price. I remind you again, this is a two-hour show. Hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. We'll be right back after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of The Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
Celebrating the red, white, and blue this 4th of July weekend, this is 710 WOR, New York's first AM/HD radio station, streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Partly sunny, 79 degrees our current temperature. I'm Karen McHugh with the news. A U.S. Special Forces operative has reportedly been rescued in Afghanistan. CNN reports the soldier was among a 16-member team that disappeared Tuesday. An unidentified U.S. official says the soldier is in good shape and that he had, quote, evaded the enemy. Meanwhile, the search continues in eastern Afghanistan for the other 15 missing GIs. U.S. forces bombed militant positions in eastern Afghanistan today as this search continues. The military team says the U.S. aircraft attacked an area of Kunar, where it's believed a small team of the soldiers disappeared. A couple of New York City cops were hurt in a traffic accident in Midtown this morning, the result of which shut down Fifth Avenue